When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hello, guys. Welcome or welcome back to another episode of my podcast, Things Could Be Worse. I'm your host, Bailey Diedrich. And right now, I'm just realizing that my mic stand needs some WD-40 or I need a new mic stand or something. I watch a lot of podcasts. Like, I watch the visual version of a lot of different podcasts, and most of them use this mic. This is one of, like, the most popular podcasting mics. When I first was looking for a mic, I was like, whatever Joe Rogan has, I'm getting it. So extra, like, why do I need the mic that Joe Rogan has when I'm starting a podcast? I was just like, let me get the best mic up front so I don't need to just like keep upgrading whenever I feel like it's not good enough for me anymore. And that's something I've kind of learned from all of my like social media stuff and buying different cameras and different equipment. It's like, you should just start off if you know that you're going to be doing this for a while. Now, obviously, everybody starting out does not have the money to buy the most expensive equipment. That is completely unrealistic to say, but for me, I've been doing this for a really long time. So when I started the podcast, I was like, let me just get a good mic right away instead of like working my way up, if that makes sense, because the amount of different cameras that I have bought throughout my career on YouTube is insane. Like, I bought like a $200 camera and then a $400 camera and then a $600 camera and then an $800 camera. And it's like, if I just would have like bought the $200 camera and used it until I saved enough money to buy the $800 camera, I would have saved myself so much money if I just would have like, you know, does that make sense? So I did a lot of research and I was like, okay, what's the best mic I can get? And it was this one. And I just feel like it still doesn't even sound that good. Like, I don't know what I'm doing wrong. I have like a bunch of like, I don't even know what I'm doing still. But moral of the story is my mic stand, like you can hear it when I move it. And I watch other people's like podcasts and they are like swinging their mics around. They're like moving them constantly, bringing them closer and farther from their mouths. And I'm like, why can't I not do that? Like, what am I doing wrong? Anyways, we don't need to talk about that anymore. Today I'm back. I took a little week break from the podcast. As you guys know, my last episode was a little bit of a negative one. I was just kind of being really raw and real with you guys, saying that I haven't been in necessarily a great spot mindset wise, health wise. Like, I just have not been doing well, and it's been going on for a while. I'm still not out of it at all, but I feel like I've slowly kind of started to pull myself out of that like dark spot, and I'm excited about content again. I am just overall excited about life again, and I still do feel like I'm kind of living the same week every single week. Like, nothing is changing, and it's just literally just on replay. Like, every single day is replay of the last day and the weeks and the months, and it's just, it's making me go a little bit crazy. But I think right now I have so many great things that I'm looking forward to, and just, I don't know, I kind of just feel like I have my head on straight. So I'm back with an episode that I actually feel excited about, which is really good news if you listen to my last episode, because not only did I talk about how I was just in a bad place, like emotionally, mentally, whatever, I talked about how I was in a bad place content-wise. Like, I really haven't been excited or inspired or motivated about the content that I've been putting out either on YouTube or my podcast or even like my TikToks. I just haven't been thrilled with the execution of those because I feel like I've been lacking an inspiration and really like a drive to create good content, which is so sad because I love making content, but it's just for so long I've kind of felt this like weight of like, just, I feel like I've just been like dragging on and I haven't been like really putting my all into it. So for me to be sitting here and actually genuinely excited about recording this episode feels so freaking awesome. And I'm so happy that it really just took me kind of getting that all off my chest and really just like taking a step back, reflecting, slowing down for like a week or two, and just stop being so negative about myself. Stop putting myself down. Stop beating myself up over genuinely struggling in life. Like, that isn't something that's okay to do. You can't just beat yourself down even farther than you're already down. Like, when you're down, you're at your most vulnerable point. And why do I sound like that? I feel like sometimes when we're in a really dark spot in life, it can feel like everything happening to us is negative and it's really hard to focus on the positive things. And I kind of talked about that last episode, but it's really easy to focus on all the negative that's happening. So like, if you're going through something tough, you can look at every single situation and take something negative from it and just feel like the weight of the world is so heavy and that literally like the world is against you and every new thing that you experience is just beating you down further. And then for you to beat yourself down when you're already down is literally the worst thing that you can do. And I feel like that's what I've been doing for 6 months, and I have not been giving myself grace and I have not been letting myself just like experience life. And in today's episode, I really want to kind of talk about how to just make life better. That's so broad and I don't have a lot of direction, but really I just want to tell you guys from my personal experience over these last couple of weeks and months of me pulling myself out of this like just weird spot that I've been in. I want to talk to you guys about just how I want to start taking life less seriously and how I want to continue to try to just improve my life by not letting things affect me so much, by not taking every little thing so personally, and just like just forgetting about these expectations that I have for myself. Because I feel like in this last week and a half, I've really just like let go and I've just been like, you know what? I'm doing my freaking best and that is all that I need to do right now. And one day I'm gonna be able to do so much more and my best is gonna look a lot different than it does right now. And I'm so excited for that, but that's not where I'm at in life right now. So I can't just like hate myself and talk shit to myself about myself every single day for not being quote unquote good enough right now. Do you see what I'm saying? I just feel like I kind of had an epiphany the other night. I was laying in bed, I was drinking a glass of wine, and I was all alone. Okay, that sounds horrible, but you know, I was just having a nice little night. I was editing, I was drinking a glass of wine, I was just relaxing in my room. I put my laptop down and I just sat in my bed for about 15 minutes, just sipping this glass of wine. Didn't have the TV on, didn't have my phone open, didn't have my laptop open. I was just sitting there in my room alone. The lights were dimmed. I just had like my lamp on and I was just kind of sitting there thinking about everything. And I know in last episode I talked about how I wanted to cut down on my phone usage, and I feel like I have, and I feel like I've been doing pretty good. I was on a good stretch of putting my phone into a different room before I go to sleep, like an hour before I actually wanted to go to sleep, and then taking my makeup off and getting ready for bed and then just hopping right in bed, not having my phone, just being able to like go right to bed after I finished getting ready. And I did that for a decent amount of time, probably like 7-8 days. And then just these last couple of days, I have been staying up on my phone again. So we need to quickly revert back to me putting my phone in the other room, because clearly I do not have the self-control still to just put my phone down and go to sleep when I need to. But when I was just sitting in my bed, it was probably midnight. I had no distractions. My dad was in his room sleeping or listening to the TV really quietly. I couldn't hear anything in my house besides like the heater clicking on and off, and I was hearing an owl like hoot. What do owls do? Hoo, right? I was hearing an owl outside of my bedroom window, and I was like, oh my gosh, like, I wonder, does that happen frequently? Because I never hear owls. I was like, we have owls here? I was so confused. I was like, is this owl out here every single night and I've just been missing it? Because, you know, there's a TikTok blasting from my phone speakers every single night at this time, or what's going on? So I was just sitting there, I was listening to this owl, I was listening to the heater click on and off, and I was just thinking to myself, like, life feels so good right now. And I had no reason for it to feel good besides the fact that I was just sitting there genuinely present and like experiencing the things that were going on around me. And I know this sounds so crazy and it's like, no shit, like, go listen to the freaking birds chirp. But do we really do that? Like, are we really doing that still? And I don't know, like, I just remember when I was younger, before, you know, social media was a thing, before anybody had cell phones, I remember the sound of the world being so much more, like, the nature sounds, the birds, everything, you could just hear everything a lot more. And I feel like the world has kind of gone silent. And it's not because it's actually gone silent, but it's because we are so preoccupied and so constantly distracted by our phones and by social media and by 14 different things that are on the TV and like all of this stuff. And it's just like, it felt so good to just sit there in silence and just be able to think to myself. And this is when I had this epiphany and I was like, dude, I'm so tired of all of this hustle and bustle, right? I'm so tired of the, have you heard about this? Have you heard about that? Are you doing this? Have you planned that? What's your next step? What's your next plan? How are you doing? What are you doing? All of these, I'm sick of it. Give me a break. I don't care about anything going on. This is what I was thinking in that moment. I was like, I don't care about anything happening in that moment besides me just sitting there feeling at peace. It just really made me realize that I have completely fried my brain and completely stripped myself from the beautifulness of the world. And I know this episode sounds so like deep and intellectual and like you're probably like, what are you talking about? Like what makes you feel like you're qualified to talk about this? I'm not, right? I sound crazy maybe, but I just feel like I have not allowed myself for the last multiple years to just actually live. And it sounds freaking crazy. I sound like a little wacky wackadoodle right now, but genuinely, I feel so at peace all of a sudden. And it's not like I'm perfectly cutting out my phone usage and stuff, but just I'm trying to live in the moment. And I know it's something that everybody says, live in the moment. But what you don't realize is the second that you actually start living in the moment, life becomes so blissful, even if whatever's happening in the moment is ass, like it sucks, you're going through something, you are face to face with this conflict, this thing that you're dealing with, even if that's happening, it is so much easier to deal with things at face value as they come to you versus worrying about what's going to happen tomorrow or the next day or whatever. Just live every day. This is going to sound so like cliche. Live every day like it's your last. And I know we hear it time and time again, but none of us do it. And I know it's difficult because worrying is something that happens to everybody. Like, I am such a perfectionist. I have always been so hard on myself. If I don't meet my own expectations, I automatically beat myself up. I hate myself. I feel like the world is ending. And I've just realized that me worrying so much, me being such an overthinker and an anxious analyzer, it is ruining my own life. I just ordered a book called, what is it called? Shoot, I need to find the name because the reviews are so amazing. It's kind of blown up on TikTok, but I ordered it on Amazon and the Amazon reviews are amazing. It's called Don't Believe Everything You Think. And basically from what I'm gathering on like TikTok and stuff of people talking about it, is it's basically a guide of just how to stop overthinking and how to stop letting these like worrisome thoughts that you have consume every single day. Because a lot of our suffering, I literally have a tattoo that says the root of all suffering is desire, which to me is like, if you're always desiring new things and better things and whatever, you're never going to be happy. It's kind of like, you know, setting too many expectations. And then if you can't reach them, you feel defeated. I really like that message. And I literally have it tattooed on my back and I still cannot seem to actually implement it. And I'm really, really trying. But so much of the human suffering that happens is, you know, caused by worrying and caused by desires and caused by setting expectations that are nearly impossible to reach. And I hate saying that things are impossible, but you can't just set these super, and I'm not saying don't set expectations. I want you guys to strive to be your best. I want you to set goals for yourself. I want you to manifest your own futures. But it gets to a point where if you can't set an expectation and let go of it, you're never going to be happy. You have to set goals, you have to set expectations, but you have to get it through your mind. If I don't happen to do those things, that's okay too. And I'm not going to hate myself if I don't reach that goal. It's just such an unhealthy mindset, because genuinely, if you take a step back and look at how flawed that is, you will realize that it is completely and insane to live your life that way. And that's how I've been living my life. And that's why I feel like I've been so defeated these last 6 months. It's because I've been in a bad place and I haven't been able to reach my goals or my expectations that I've set for myself. And now that I'm at this point where I am sitting here and I'm looking at all of my goals and my expectations and they're so far away from me still, I'm like, I have failed. I have failed at life. I'm doing nothing right. I'm not doing good enough. I'm a shit person. I don't have my head on right. I'm just a failure, right? And I'm sitting here and I'm like, wait, no, I'm not. I'm not a failure. Like, yes, I'm not doing the best that I can be in my own eyes, but that's okay. That's completely fine. And I just feel like there's so much happening at every single second. Like, literally, social media is insane. And I feel like just having access to everything happening in literally, like, you can look at your phone and hear about a million different things within 10 minutes, right? There's so much happening at every single moment, and you can get so completely consumed by it. And it's just honestly so overwhelming that I am so done with it. I realize I don't want it anymore. I obviously love social media because it's my job and I have fun with it. But from a consumer standpoint, I need to start putting my time on social media into things that are actually helping me. Like, for instance, I've really cut back on just like my doom scrolling on TikTok, but I have been replacing that time with like podcasts that I love and podcasts of people sharing their advice and sharing their life stories. I feel like a podcast or like a healthy influencer that's like, you know, a positive person, I feel like my content isn't making anybody's life worse. I at least hope that's the case. I hope that with every piece of content that I put online, it's improving people's lives, it's inspiring people, it's making people feel better about themselves. I hope that I'm bringing good to social media, but that doesn't take away from the fact that so much of what we see on TikTok and Instagram Reels and YouTube Shorts is very like just pointless and negative, and it has no substance to it, and it literally is frying our brains. So I've been taking a lot of that time where I used to just scroll and watch stupid videos that have no meaning, no knowledge, no whatever. And I've been putting that time on social media into people that make me feel good and people that inspire me. And I've seen such a drastic change just doing that. Just if I get caught in like a TikTok rabbit hole where, you know, you're watching a TikTok on your For You page and then there's like a search bar and it's like, oh, what are they talking about? Like, why are people searching this? And you go there and then you're like on 17 more pages of search bars. And then you get to a point and you're so lost in the search that you're watching things that are completely unrelated and just complete brain rot. Like, why am I doing this? And it happens so frequently. So I've been able to kind of pinpoint when I'm about to start into one of those, you know, just spirals down that's gonna last like 2 hours. Like, literally 2 hours goes away so quickly when you're just doom scrolling. And I've been able to like remove myself from it. And if I still wanna be on my phone or whatever, I'll go put on a podcast from one of my favorite creators and listen to them talk about their lives and their experiences. And it's so much healthier than just pointlessly scrolling, in my opinion. I feel like this episode's all over the place and I probably should have planned it out a little bit more, but really all I'm trying to get at with this entire thing is I am trying to just like disconnect from this fake world that I've been so consumed with for so long and really just like sit back and sit in my own silence and be okay with that. I am a pretty independent person and I have no problem being alone. It's not like I need to constantly be with people or doing things. Like, I'm very comfortable alone, but I think it's because I've been able to fill so much of my time with social media and pointless entertainment and stuff like that. But over these next few months and as summer kind of rolls in here, I really want to connect with myself on a deeper level. And I feel like I do know myself, but also after these like couple epiphanies that I've had and like moments of realization, I'm like, maybe I don't know myself. Maybe I have thought that I know myself just because I spend a lot of time alone. But just because I'm spending time alone doesn't mean that I'm learning things about myself if I'm distracting myself with social media and entertainment. So over these next couple months, I really want to just be And I really just want to accept things at face value as they come. I want to stop worrying so much. I just want to exist. And I just, I don't know, when I was not even younger, even like last year, I always wanted to do all of these extravagant things. Like I wanted to be traveling constantly. I wanted to go to events. I wanted to do crazy, crazy life experiences, right? And right now, genuinely, all I want to do is like stay home, spend time with my family, my friends. I just want to like be out in nature. I can't wait to have my own apartment, even though it is just in my hometown. Like that might not seem very interesting, but I really just want to like learn to love what I already have. And it sounds so weird. Like it, I know it sounds cliche and it sounds stupid, but it's like dead ass. I just want to like be grateful for what I have. And I really want to like just tap into my energy and just learn how to be happy without any of that extra shit. I want to find peace. I want to realize that things are going to figure themselves out no matter what the case is. Like, yes, there's times where you need to put in extra effort and you need to work towards things. But when it comes down to it, like, just live your life, do the things that you want to do, connect with yourself, be able to sit outside in the grass for an hour and just look at the sky and be at peace. Because I am so excited for summer. I'm so excited to just be outside and to just like, I sound wacky, but connect with the earth and realize how beautiful everything is. Because I feel like we're always just looking at the screen. We're looking down. We're looking at all these beautiful girls and other beautiful places that people are vacationing and all of these extravagant things. And it's like, put the fucking phone down. Look around. Even if you live in an ugly little... Okay, I don't give like my town enough props. It is a great place to grow up. It's not beautiful. It's a lot of flat grassland with like farms. My city, I always say like I live in a really small town. It's like 75,000, so it's really not small. But it feels very small. Like it has that very, you know, like community, small town feeling, kind of like everybody somewhat knows everybody, and it's just, I don't know. It has that feeling, so I feel like it's a lot smaller than it really is. But I don't know, like, just admire the real world. You know what? Stop looking at all these beautiful things that aren't even real to you. They're in your phone. Put it down and just, like, look around and, like, look at a tree maybe once in a while. Hear the birds chirp once in a while. Pay attention to the owl that's hooting. Hooting? What the frick? What? I don't know why I can't. Hooting? They definitely go, hoo, hoo. I think people say hoot, even though an owl goes, hoo, hoo. I'm not sure. But I want you guys to know that I'm slowly pulling myself out of this little dark spot. And I feel like it's because I am realizing that I can't keep living the same life that I was living if I want things to change. That's the thing. Theo Von said it first. Obviously, he did not say it first, but Theo Von has changed my life. Honestly, there has been so many things. Like, yes, he's a comedian. He is talking nonsense. Like, don't know how this man's brain works. If I could crawl in there, like, magic school bus style, just, like, take the school bus into his brain and just see what the fuck was going on in there, I would pay all of my money to just see what is, like, see, to be able to see what he's seeing and hear the thoughts that are in his head. I would pay all of my money for that. But yeah, like, I feel like Theo is just like, Theo, I'm on a first name basis with our buddy Theo. He's so funny and he's so just insane that I feel like sometimes people just see him as that. Like, they just see him as like this funny guy that's like spitting nonsense all the time. But sometimes, kind of rarely, but sometimes in his episodes, he will say such profound, just like inspirational things. And I'm like, oh my gosh. I was like, why was that better than therapy? Like, why is this a better form of therapy? Anyways, yeah, nothing changes if nothing changes. And get that through your head, because that is so true. And that's something I put it on my like vision board this year, like a little picture of that quote. I need to change things to change things. I can't expect things to get better for me if I am complacent. So I'm not saying me like trying to find peace and just be okay with the now. Like, I'm not saying that's me being complacent. It's me changing from being so consumed with like all these worries and overthinking and different realities that I'm seeing on social media. Like, just take a step back, live your own life. Live your own life, do what you want to do, do what makes you happy, and just find peace. like true peace. And I'm not at that point yet, but I'm really, really hoping that I can just be okay with just nothing. Like, I want to get to a point where I'm so comfortable just in the silence and with myself that I can just sit somewhere alone, no distractions, and feel an overwhelming amount of joy and be able to just be like, oh my gosh, it's so awesome that I am able to have this peace and quiet right now. Because the world moves so fast and every day just flies by and there's so much happening, like I said in the beginning of this episode, it can get so complicated to just... It can get too complicated to be able to just sit there and enjoy things. So this is your sign. This episode was freaking insane. I just got so excited to record it that I was like, let me just sit down and record. Like, I know what I'm going to say. And then I didn't really plan anything. I have like 3 bullet points. And I think I've covered everything that I kind of wanted to. But I don't know. This is your sign to pull yourself away from not only your worries and your overthinking. I know it's freaking impossible. I'm going to get this book. I'm going to read it. I'm going to let you guys know how it affects me. I'll let you guys know my review and I'll let you know if it's worth purchasing yourselves. Because from what I've seen, everybody's like, this book has changed my life. This book has stopped me from worrying about things that are going to happen in the future or may not happen in the future, whatever. So if it changes my life, I will totally tell you guys. But I totally understand like not wanting to spend your money on something before you get like a review from somebody that you can trust. So I will make sure to review it when I finish the book and let you guys know. So yeah, remove yourself from those things. Remove yourself from your expectations and just all of these like things that you've set in place for yourself and just be happy. Just be happy. Just it's okay. We're gonna figure it out. We always do. Things are gonna keep moving and life's gonna keep continuing on. And the best that we can do is the best that we can do. And that's really all that there is to it. I'm so sick of worrying and I'm so sick of beating myself up. It is time to just be happy. It is time, like being happy is a choice. You can be happy in whatever circumstance, even if you are living a terrible life right now. I'm telling you, you can find happiness. You can find peace in yourself. You don't need anybody else around you to provide you that. Even if your home life is insane and you hate being home, you can find places to go to that bring you peace. Like you are literally the creator of your own life. And again, wacky doody doo, like over here, fucking crazy bitch. I'm telling you, we literally have control over our lives. And I get that there are restrictions and there are things set in place that, you know, are kind of like constraining us, restraining us, definitely the right word, restraining us from going out and living our best lives. Like there's things there. And I know that like not everything is whatever. But when it comes down to it, we have the power to choose how we spend our time in the day and, you know, how much time we're spending on our phones and how much time we're putting into reading or writing or art or whatever, like things that bring people happiness. We have time in our days and it really matters what you do with that time that you have. And I just encourage you to take a step back and think about kind of your days lately and think about what you've been putting your time into and if what you're putting your time into is making you happy or not. And I get, you know, if you're in high school or even if you're in college, you might be spending hours and hours at school or at class every single day and you don't have control over that. Obviously, you have to go to class to be able to pass your classes. However, what are you doing with the time available that you do have? Are you coming home from school or class or whatever and you're just going directly onto social media? There's a voice crack. That might have been the worst voice crack that I've had in a while, but I'm going to leave it in. I'm going to leave it in because I'm not gonna cut out my voice cracks. That's who I am, okay? I am a 12-year-old boy going through puberty, unfortunately. Are you spending your free time doom scrolling on social media or are you filling it with things that are bringing you genuine happiness? That's what I want you to ask yourself. And I know for a fact, most of you guys are going to have an epiphany throughout this episode and be like, damn, she's right. Like we all have kind of been not doing so great. And we haven't been helping ourselves in any way because we're not doing things that are bringing us peace and that are letting us pull away from all of these worries and stuff. And it's like, fucking stop. Like, fucking stop worrying. And I know it's hard. It's hard. And you gotta stop, okay? connect with yourself, find peace with yourself, do things that make you happy, and the rest is going to figure itself out. But yeah, stop being so hard on yourself. Just live your life, find happiness in every single day, and everything is going to start to be so much more enjoyable. Like, this is going to sound weird, and like, how does that bring you happiness? But you know how people say, like, you need to see the sun in the morning, or you need like vitamin D in the morning? Obviously, I live in a pretty cold place, and it's not really enjoyable at all to step outside in the morning and like stand out in 20 degree weather. However, I do have a big window in my room, and what I did, I think the last three like mornings, I would put my phone over, like I plugged my phone in. I didn't plug it in a different room, but I did something that also kind of, I don't know. Anyways, I plugged my phone in over by like my blinds where my string to like pull my blinds up is. And when I unplug my phone and like turn off my alarm, I open my blinds right away. And I just stood there for, I think this, maybe like two, I for sure did it today and yesterday, but I don't actually know if it was 3 days. It doesn't matter. Why am I telling you the time frame? I opened my blinds first thing when I woke up, and I just stared up at the sky with my eyes closed, and I could feel the sun coming through the window on my face. And this helped to actually wake me up, because it's like all this brightness after being in a dark room sleeping all night. And also like vitamin D or whatever the sun is good for you. I don't know if it goes through the windows like that, but it felt good and it woke me up. And like just doing that for like, I don't know if it was actually 10 minutes. I'm rambling. I'm literally just yapping right now. I don't think I stood there for actually 10 minutes. I think it was probably more like 3 minutes. Sometimes I just lie, like I just over exaggerate for fun. I mean, I don't even mean to, it just comes out. But just doing that, putting my face in my window and looking up at the sky for a couple minutes or whatever in the morning, filled me with peace. I was like, oh my gosh, this is beautiful. Like, it just started my day off good. So if you can find little things like that, even if it is as simple as putting your face in your sun, you own the sun, bitch, whatever, just finding little things like that, finding like real sources of happiness and joy throughout your day, that's going to make life better. That's going to make life easier. That's going to help you slow down and stop being so consumed with how fast everything seems to be moving and how much is going on at every single second. It's able to detach you from that and just be able to live in the moment, take things less seriously, take every single moment by moment as it comes to you. And just, I don't know, man. I don't know if this episode was helpful at all. But I feel like I really got a lot off my chest. And I feel like you guys can probably tell that I just sound so much more like excited to be talking about something on an episode. And I just feel so happy. I do need to start planning out my episodes better. But also, like, I have ADHD, I think it's undiagnosed. Like, I hate to say that. I always put like caution, like a caution out. I'm just kidding. I'm not actually trying to like diagnose myself, but I genuinely think I have ADHD just from my, like, nothing in my life is telling me that I don't have ADHD, if that makes sense. So maybe I should get a diagnosis, but also I don't really want a diagnosis because I don't want to be on meds, because I love my brain. Like, I it's crazy. I'm overthinking constantly. There's so much happening. But I feel like if I can learn how to like manage that myself without popping a pill every day, that would be the most ideal situation. And I get that not everybody has like the possibility, like meds are great for some people, but for me personally, I would love to not be on meds for the rest of my fucking life. So yeah, I don't even know where this is going. Oh, I need to start planning my episodes out more because I'm crazy and I can't string together a solid thought ever. Yeah. Anyways, hope you guys enjoyed this episode. I hope it helped you out in some way or just kind of helped you reflect on your life a little bit. I just punched the mic stand and I guarantee you could hear it because something's wrong with this thing. Like, literally, I need WD-40 or a new stand. I don't know what's going on. But yeah, thanks so much for listening. And I actually, go follow the Things Could Be Worse Pod Instagram and TikTok account. I'm so bad at like plugging things and like telling you guys to subscribe or follow the podcast. It would mean so much to me if you guys would follow the social medias and subscribe or follow, whether you're watching on like Apple or Spotify, follow the podcast, rate and review the podcast. It would mean so much to me. Or if you're listening or watching on the YouTube channel, subscribe, turn on the post notifications, leave me a nice... Thank you, English. Leave me a nice comment. I love having engaging listeners, and I don't mean to ask so much of you. Like, I know you might just be coming here to escape the world and, you know, get some advice or whatever. I don't want you to feel like you need to do like anything more than just listen, because you don't. But if you would like to, it really helps me out and it helps the podcast out. So I would really appreciate it. Anyways, I love you, and I will talk to you next Wednesday. Bye-bye.